In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. This day of the elevation of the precious and life-giving cross in the Orthodox Church is a historic day which remembers the specific finding of the wood of the cross by a delegation of St. Helen, the mother of the Emperor Constantine, to Jerusalem. They inquired of the local people as to where the place of Golgotha might be, and they actually dug the crosses out of the ground. And of course there were three crosses, and they weren't sure which was the Lord's, but a funeral procession was passing by, and they touched each of the wood to the funeral pyre, and the one that touched the wood of the true cross, when the wood of the true cross touched the fire, that person was raised from the dead. And that is the evidence of the discovery of the cross. The cross remained in the church's possession until a later destruction of Jerusalem, in which the complete form of the cross was lost, but many smaller fragments remain in the possession of the life of the church throughout the world. The foolishness of the cross, as Christians, we worship and honor crucified one. We worship and honor the one who appeared to be defeated. The foolishness of the cross is the apparent determination in the face of the Lord's defeat as it appeared at the time of the cross, that the church indeed continued to honor and glorify him, and that we have a faith that has victory within apparent defeat. It has always been that way. Every martyr killed might have seemed like a victory for the pagans, a victory for the Muslims, a victory for the heretics, but in fact was their glorious victory, the victory of the martyr in imitation of Christ to live in that sacrifice. We celebrate and worship a sacrificed Lord, a Lord who gave everything of himself. So the Christian understanding of our faith is victory within humility, victory within apparent defeat, success in our weakness, success even in our failure, faithfulness in what seems in the face of what seems to be loss, the determination to sacrifice for the one who has sacrificed for us, to give of ourselves to the one who gave to us. This continues to be the content of the cross in our lives. Taking up our cross is to take up our offering of ourself. Our offering of ourself as the Lord in carrying his cross was going to offer himself for us and for our salvation. This cross, Feast of the Cross, comes to us at the beginning of our church year, which begins on September 1st, the new church year in the Orthodoxy, and is the reminder that indeed we live by the cross, we live by all that Christ accomplished on the cross. We believe the very sign of the cross has power of good over evil, of grace against darkness, that the very wood of the cross, the very sign of the cross is healing for us. We wear a cross as a sign of our uniting to the sacrifice of Christ and to the blessedness of the cross. That instrument of horrible death has become the sign of victory. That instrument of terrible torture has become the sign of salvation for all human beings. I saw in a news article this week that Christian children in Syria and maybe other parts of the Middle East have crosses tattooed on their wrists, so that if they get taken by the Muslims to be forcibly converted, that cross remains on their wrist, and that's a stop against them being converted. On the other hand, it may be a sign of their potential martyrdom. But that's how, when it comes down to it, that's how we stand by the cross. We mark ourselves with it, and we live by it. If necessary, we die by it. By the power of the precious and life-giving cross, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.